WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Bruce Chatwin wrote in a brilliant hurry, as if after an education into archaeology and Sanskrit at the University of Edinburgh, he'd spent too much time in London as an art auctioneer, buying and selling Byzantine cameos and Egyptian green slate palettes of the pre-dynastic period. He was 32 before he hit the road to his various wonder worlds, and 37 before he published his first book. From Patagonia, Africa, Brazil, Wales, Eastern Europe, and Australia, he managed five of these books, More Than Travel, Stranger Than Fiction, before he died last January, at age 48, of a rare Chinese fungus in his bone marrow. What Am I Doing Here? A posthumous anthology of 35 stories and essays, wry, feisty, and technicolored, suggests that he had at least four more books in him even if he'd never moved another inch. Who knew, for instance, that he'd already been to the Soviet Union, where he had strong opinions on iconoclasm and the constructivists, or to Afghanistan before it was ruined by hippies and Russians, or to India where he looked for wolf boys and Indira Gandhi, or to Nepal with his wife, an obliging botanist. Stinking like shamans of rancid yak butter, they sought the mythical Yeti. Wherever, he met interesting people, some famous, like Diana Vreeland, Werner Herzog, and André Malraux, and a few extremely odd. There was the Chinese geomancer hired to approve the dragon lines, the underwater currents and magnetic life force fields of a brand new Hong Kong bank, and the Englishman investigating the activities of black African Nazis in the late 30s, who was so excited by the idea of black men in black shirts with red armbands and black swastikas. Stranger still are the friends he made, like Donald Evans, an American artist in Amsterdam, who painted postage stamps for kingdoms of his own invention, or the South African composer Kevin Vollens, who adapted Stockhausen, prehistoric insect sounds, Zulu guitar music, the chipping of stones and the shouts of children, for harpsichord and string quartet. And always, down the Volga, remembering Turgenev, up in Everest, reading Dante, on the Pampas, contemplating Stonehenge and the Temple of Heaven, St. Peter's in Red Square, Mecca and Versailles, Chatwin disdained cities. What appealed to him in song lines about Aborigines on a walkabout, singing the sand dunes and gum trees and totemic beasts into being with each footfall, is what appealed to him about the Peruvian Indians, who 2,000 years ago turned a desert into a gigantic etching plate of geometric forms, and why he was so sympathetic to the anarchic peoples, the icon smashers, the men of the fringe who bedeviled Mesopotamia and ancient Egypt, Magyars and Mongols who rode the restless steppes, and why he celebrated, quote, the nomad's contempt for the pyramid, and why he was happiest on the savannah, the leopard-spotted land. For whenever I went back to Africa, he says, and saw a camel caravan, a view of white tents, of a single blue turban far off in the heat haze, I knew that, no matter what the Persians said, paradise never was a garden, but a waste of white thorns. I hope he's happy now, wherever, but I'm bitter and bereft on behalf of the rest of us, his readers.